Right, let's start off with cricket. Rain was the ultimate decider in the Division 2 One Day Cup final yesterday to crown the ACDC Tuskers as champions at the Pietermaritzburg Oval. Now, the Maritzburg side lifted the trophy to be named as champions in the 50-over competition based on topping the log and going unbeaten in the comp. The One Day Cup comes after they lifted the T20 knockout trophy last year and means that they are one step closer to being promoted to the first division. Now, the match against Linyati Eastern Cape, which was scheduled to be completed on Friday, rained out after the Eastern Cape side squeezed in 82 runs in the reduced overmatch and stood for just 15. Overs. The Dolphins are in action today in the One Day Cup, the first division One Day Cup final. They take on Boland in Paarl this morning. And then over to some football. Newcastle boss Eddie Howe hopes his players thrive on the pressure of trying to make history this afternoon. They take on holders Liverpool in the EFL Cup final at Wembley Stadium. Howe's side are trying to end the club's 70-year wait for a major domestic trophy.
I think it's a real motivation for us to try and break that long time and that long wait that everyone's feeling here. It should be inspiring for us. A chance to make history for us as a team, that's very rare in football. You get very few opportunities to do that. Chance to be remembered. And I want the players to look at it that way.
It's Liverpool boss Arne Slot's first English final, and he hopes they can lift the cup for a second season.
A final in this country is always special because of the fact there are so many strong teams in this country, in this league. We don't play every single season, every final. So it is special for them, but definitely also for us.
Today's Carabao Cup final at Wembley kicks off at 6:30 this evening. And then ending off with some rugby.
And Intermax says, we'll have the championship. Thank you very much.
France claimed the 2025 Six Nations title after they pipped England to the Six Nations Championship thanks to a 35-16 victory over Scotland in Paris. Now, the title winners finished a point clear of Steve Borthwick's side, who got themselves in contention after hammering winless Wales 68-14 in Cardiff. Ireland completed their campaign by getting past Italy 22-17 in Rome. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faira Crouch.